29 states have the death penalty, and more than 2,600 people are on death row. Until recently, that included Tennessee inmate Abdul Ali Abdurrahman. But in August, more than three decades after he was sentenced, a judge there reversed Abdurrahman's scheduled execution for first-degree murder. He was given a sentence of life imprisonment, citing questions about the fairness of his trial. The ruling ended a drawn-out legal process that took a toll on the defendant and the victims, and it's become a common scenario in capital cases. Samantha Max of member station WPLN reports from Nashville.
When Abu Ali Abdurrahman and an accomplice stormed into Shawana Norman's house in February of 1986, Norman hid in a bedroom. She and her sister Katrina, who were 9 and 8 at the time, could hear everything as their mother and her boyfriend were attacked.
We were so scared when I ran back in the room and told my sister that it was men in the living room with guns to Mama's head and Patrick's head, and we were shaking so hard in our beds were knocking up against the wall.
After the men left, the girls found their mother, Norma Jean Norman, on the floor, bleeding from stab wounds. She survived, but her boyfriend did not. The Normans were relieved when Abdurrahman was given a death sentence in 1987. But then came the appeals, the hearings, the endless letters from the prosecutors. Katrina says she dreaded checking her mail.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. If something comes on the news, I'm going to cut it off. I don't want to deal with it.
But last month, the sisters finally got closure when Abdurrahman waived his right to all future appeals. He'll still spend the rest of his life behind bars, but won't face execution.
I'm just glad that it's finally over. We've had to deal with this for a long time.
It took 32 years for Abdurrahman's case to wind its way through the courts. And evidence suggests death row inmates are waiting in prison longer than ever before. The Bureau of Justice Statistics' most recent report on capital punishment found that inmates executed in 2017 spent an average of 20 years and 3 months on death row. In 1987, the average was just over 7 years. Austin Sarrett is a law professor at Amherst College who studies the death penalty. He says capital cases take longer to resolve than they used to because of growing concerns about the execution of innocent people.
If we are going to carry out a death penalty, we want to be as close to certain as we can be that the death sentence is warranted and that the death sentence was arrived at respecting the full legal rights of the person whose life is now in jeopardy.
The Death Penalty Information Center reports the number of executions has decreased substantially in the past two decades, from 98 in 1999 to 25 last year. In most cases, Sarrett says, death sentences are ultimately overturned. In the lengthy appeals process, he says, it's common to uncover evidence of prosecutorial misconduct at trial.
There is a lot of intense focus on the case, both in the media and obviously from the point of view of the surviving relatives. And that pressure can lead prosecutors to cut corners.
Sarrett says defendants also regularly argue in their appeals that they didn't have proper legal counsel at trial, especially if they couldn't afford a private attorney. Both were true in Abdurrahman's case. His original defense lawyer admitted he didn't prepare in any way for the trial. Abdurrahman also claimed that the trial prosecutor withheld important evidence and rejected multiple potential black jurors. That's why Nashville District Attorney Glenn Funk decided to offer Abdurrahman a new deal. At an August hearing, he said there was enough doubt surrounding the death sentence in this case to throw it out.
Overt racial bias has no place in the justice system. Further, and most importantly, the pursuit of justice is incompatible with deception.
Abdurrahman's case could signal a path forward for Tennessee's three other inmates scheduled for execution in the coming months. Similar agreements could also offer relief for victims. Stacy Rector of Tennesseans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty says victims suffer when capital cases languish in court.
It's traumatizing. It goes on for so long. And what I often hear people say is, we just want some finality.
But after Abdurrahman's hearing, Rector said she doesn't think the solution should be to expedite death penalty cases.
There are too many issues that do not get addressed and that take years getting through the courts to finally get heard and addressed. And if you speed the process up, people like Abu Ali get executed.
As states like Tennessee grapple with the future of capital punishment, the federal government is pushing full steam ahead. In July, Attorney General William Barr announced that the Justice Department would resume executions after a lapse of nearly two decades. He said the Justice Department owed it to victims. The Norman sisters, however, say they understand why Abu Ali Abdurrahman's sentence was overturned. They haven't forgiven Abdurrahman, and they were looking forward to his execution in April. But they think the New Deal will finally deliver some justice to everyone involved. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.